Are you tired of feeling like you're always showing up after the meme coin party has already started, watching those initial rockets take off without you?
Yeah, that FOMO feeling is intense in this space.
What if there's a way to approach this that's, I don't know, less about split-second timing and more about strategic thinking?
That's exactly the space we're exploring today. Forget trying to catch those fleeting initial pumps. We're diving deep into the second wave strategy in meme coin trading.
Okay.
And our roadmap for this is a really insightful article from Av AI.
Of AI, right. So this isn't about bragging rights for getting in first on some crazy hype train. It's more about recognizing potential after the initial frenzy kind of dies down.
Precisely.
It's for those of you listening who'd maybe rather be positioned for meaningful gains when the dust settles, not just caught up in that initial chaotic surge.
And this piece from Av AI, they're obviously deep in the Web3 trading world, it presents a really compelling case for this more patient and analytical perspective. It's all about spotting those opportunities that can pop up once the intense initial speculation around a meme coin has faded a bit.
So for you listening in, our mission today is to really unpack the nuts and bolts of this second wave strategy. We want to understand what it actually involves, who might find it most useful, and, the practical steps involved in actually doing it.
Yeah, make it actionable.
Exactly. So by the end of our conversation, you should have a much clearer idea of whether this approach fits with your personal trading style and, crucially, your financial goals.
Okay, so to get us started, let's maybe nail down the terms. What exactly is this second wave thing we're talking about?
Right. Good starting point. The article paints a clear picture. The second wave kicks in after a meme coin's initial launch phase, that period of crazy price action and high volatility.
Yeah, they call it the PVP phase in the article, player versus player. Lots of quick flips.
Exactly. What's really key here is the big price drop that usually follows. We're talking like 50% to 80%, maybe even more
A
sometimes.
serious correction.
Yeah. That initial buzz just fades. The early quick profit folks move on to the next shiny thing, and the trading activity usually quiets right down.
And what's fascinating here, I think, is the fundamental shift that happens during this second wave. The initial
Yeah.
trading, it's often just pure hype and speculation, right?
Totally.
But this cooling off period, it allows for a much more critical question to come up.
And that core question, like the article highlights, it boils down to, is there actually any substance behind the meme? It's a complete shift from just riding the attention wave to actually thinking, okay, is there any real underlying potential here for longer term value?
Precisely. It's about looking beyond the immediate hype, beyond the funny picture or the catchy name, and trying to figure out if this coin has any staying power.
Any legs, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Any legs beyond that initial viral push. And the article gives some pretty interesting real-world examples that show this idea in action.
Absolutely. They point to tokens like Swarms, Pippin, A16Z, Vyne, and ACT.
Some interesting names there.
Yeah. And what stands out with these examples is the pattern. They all had those initial huge spikes, then those really significant drops we just talked about.
Okay.
But here's the interesting part for listeners. They all then saw substantial rebounds in a second wave. We're talking 5x to 10x returns for people who strategically got in during that later, maybe more stable period.
Wow. Okay. So that's tangible proof then.
Yeah.
It shows this isn't just, a nice theory.
That's right. It actually,
Yes, those
yes.
examples really do solidify the potential. And it makes you ask, okay, what kind of trader is this approach actually good for? It's clearly not for the adrenaline junkies chasing every candle.
No, definitely not the type who are just glued to the charts trying to scalp tiny moves on the next trending ticker. The article describes someone who values proper research and building real conviction.
Right.
Someone who's interested in the bigger picture, the narrative, maybe even potential use cases, and is willing to build a position with a longer view than just the next few hours or days.
It sounds like a more rational, less emotional way to play in a market that can be, let's face it, super driven by sentiment.
Very much so.
And the article also mentions the kind of portfolio size where this strategy might be particularly useful.
That's right. They suggest the second wave strategy often fits well for traders managing mid to larger size portfolios, maybe in the $10,000 to $100,000 plus range.
Okay, so not necessarily for tiny bets.
Probably not. The goal here isn't always trying to hit that one lottery ticket, that overnight life changer, but aiming for more, let's say, strategic and potentially more consistent upside.
Right.
It really speaks to those listeners who want to gain a deep understanding, do their homework, but maybe feel overwhelmed by the constant pressure to act instantly.
Yet less frantic. And the philosophy behind it seems to boil down to three key ideas: precision, patience, and positioning. Maybe we can break those down.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So precision, what does that mean here? It's not about perfectly timing the absolute bottom, is it?
No, I don't think so. Trying to perfectly time the bottom is usually a fool's errand, especially in crypto.
Right.
Precision here seems to mean carefully identifying those quieter signals of potential after the main hype dies down.
Okay, like what kind of signals?
Well, things like seeing the dev team is still actively shipping code, pushing updates. Or maybe there's a small but really engaged community that's genuinely discussing the tech or the use case, not just screaming, "When moon?"
Gotcha. Substance again.
Yeah, it's about thoughtfully picking out those tokens that look undervalued but seem to have a real shot at longer-term survival and growth. It implies you got to do your homework.
Definitely sounds like it. Serious due diligence required.
Exactly. It's not just grabbing any coin that's crashed hard. Mm-hmm. It's making an informed choice based on some kind of fundamental potential. Then comes patience.
Ah, patience. The hardest virtue in crypto, maybe.
Could be. With prices moving so fast, the urge is always to jump ship, chase the next hot thing. But this strategy really emphasizes holding steady through those inevitable price swings while everyone else is chasing the flavor of the week.
That takes some serious emotional discipline, right? You have to detach from the daily noise and trust your research.
Absolutely. Strong conviction in your initial analysis is key. And finally, there's positioning.
Okay, positioning, how you get in.
Right. And this is about how you actually enter the market. The article stresses a strategic approach, like gradually adding to your position over time, scaling in.
So not just throwing all your cash in at once in a moment of excitement or panic.
Exactly. No big emotionally driven buys. It's about methodically building your stake, maybe particularly when things are quiet.
That makes sense. Building a position thoughtfully.
And what I found really insightful is how the article draws a direct line between this strategy and, like, traditional value investing.
Oh, interesting. Like Warren Buffett, but for meme coins? Maybe that's stretching it?
Huh. Maybe a bit. But the principle is similar. It's basically applying those core ideas of looking for undervalued assets with long-term growth potential. Just doing it in the very different, very dynamic Web3 world.
That's actually a really helpful way to think about it. It gives you a familiar framework for something that can seem totally chaotic.
Yeah, it grounds it a bit.
So, okay, we get the philosophy, precision, patience, positioning. Let's get down to brass tacks. How does someone actually do this? What are the steps involved in executing this second wave strategy?
Right, the practical stuff. The article lays out four key steps. Step one is information discovery post-PVP.
Post-PVP. So after that initial volatile phase we talked about.
Exactly. Once things have cooled off, the real identification work starts.
Okay, so what do you do?
Well, the advice is to start actively scanning platforms like Aave.ai, which makes sense since they wrote the article.
Makes sense.
You're looking for tokens that have had that big pullback but haven't just completely died. They're not flatlining.
Still got a pulse.
Yeah, still a pulse. And the article specifically suggests maybe focusing on sectors that still have strong narrative potential. Things like AI agents, DIPIN.
DIPIN, that's decentralized physical infrastructure networks, right? Like blockchain for real world stuff.
Exactly. Or Web3 gaming. Areas where renewed interest or development could spark things up again.
Okay, so you're looking in promising neighborhoods, so to speak.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the price chart. You need to dig deeper. Look for other signs.
Like what?
Is the dev team still working? Putting out updates? Is the community still active and talking about the project's future, not just the price? Mm-hmm. And crucially, are there signs of smart money or smart wallets, you know, addresses with a good track record starting to quietly accumulate the token?
Okay, watching the smart players. Got it. So let's say you find a few candidates. They've cooled off, but there's still signs of life. Step two is where the real heavy lifting starts. Deep research.
Yep, this is the core of it. Mm-hmm. And they use the AI sector as a good example here.
So what kind of due diligence are we talking about now? This sounds intense.
It is, but this is where that precision principle really kicks in. The article highlights several key areas. First up, team analysis.
Okay, looking at the people behind it.
Right, you got to research the founders, the main team members. Are they legit? Do they have a history of success in Web3? Or are there red flags? Like, have they launched stuff before and just vanished?
The classic rug pull scenario. Yeah, you want to see commitment.
Exactly. Commitment and competence. Then next is narrative alignment.
Narrative alignment. Does the story still make sense?
Kind of. Does the project genuinely fit into those bigger trends we mentioned, like AI or maybe social stuff plus blockchain? They mentioned examples like BNB Card or Mother, where culture and community really drove volume.
Ah.
So you're asking, does the core idea behind this coin still resonate? Does it have the potential to grab attention again?
So it needs more than just a funny meme. It needs a story that can last. Makes sense. What's next in the research checklist?
Product and tech maturity. This is where you try to see if there's anything real beyond the hype.
Okay, is there an it there?
Exactly. Is there an actual working product, even a basic version, an MVP? Is there a roadmap that looks realistic? Is there any reason to think this token has a purpose beyond just speculation?
Right. Does it do anything or could it?
Yeah. A working prototype or some clear utility adds a lot of weight to the idea of a second wave.
Okay, team, narrative, product tech. What else is critical in this deep dive?
Then comes something really important and where tools like av.ai can apparently help a lot. Tokenomics and wallet structure.
Ah, the token setup, distribution, whales.
Exactly. How are the tokens spread out? Are a few insiders holding way too much? What are the big holders of whales doing? Are they buying more or dumping?
Okay. What's the ideal scenario you're looking for?
Ideally, you want to see that the early flippers, the speculators, have mostly left. And you're starting to see stronger hands, people with more conviction, building positions.
Okay. A shift towards more committed holders. That makes sense. And the last research point.
Valuation. This one can feel a bit tricky, especially with meme coins.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like valuing a company with earnings.
Yeah, it feels more like art than science sometimes.
It can be, but it's still crucial. You have to try and figure out if the current market cap, the total value seems reasonable compared to similar projects.
Right.
Is there still genuine room for growth? Like, could it realistically do a 5x or 10x from here? The article warns against coins already priced for perfection.
Don't buy the top, basically.
Yeah, and it highlights looking for those assets that might be currently ignored and underpriced. The hidden gems.
Okay, quite a research checklist there. Team, narrative, tech, tokenomics, valuation. So let's say you've done all that homework. You've found a token that looks promising for a second wave. What's step three?
Step three is entering with intention. And this is where that discipline really matters again.
Okay.
The article strongly advises against just aping in, you know, throwing a huge chunk of money in all at once because you feel FOMO.
Right. No impulsive moves. Be deliberate.
Exactly. They recommend scaling in gradually. Adding to your position over time, maybe especially during those quieter periods when volume is low and the price is just consolidating.
So don't chase pumps. Let the price come to you, maybe.
That's the idea. Resist chasing small upward moves. Be patient. Let it come to your levels. And importantly, have a plan to potentially buy more if it dips further rather than freaking out and selling low.
Okay, structured entry. Makes sense. So you've patiently built your position. You're hopefully riding that second wave. Step four must be about getting out.
Pretty much. Step four is taking profits and managing risk. This is just as important as getting in right.
For sure. So what's the advice here?
Once you start hitting those target multiples you were aiming for, that 5x, 10x, whatever your goal was, the recommendation is start taking profits off the table incrementally.
Gradually. Don't try to sell the exact top.
Exactly. Avoid that all or nothing, trying to time the peak mentality. It rarely works.
Okay. When is a good time to start scaling out?
The article suggests taking profits on strength. Especially if you see things getting really euphoric again. Maybe broad market sentiment is super high or social media buzz is going crazy. That can often be a sign things are getting overheated.
Right. Sell into the hype. And what about managing risk? What if things go wrong?
Well, they stress that your deep research is actually your best stop loss, in a way.
How so?
If the fundamental reasons you invested are still solid, the team's delivering, the narrative holds, the tech is progressing, then you can probably ride out some volatility. But
what?
But if those fundamentals break down, if the team goes quiet, the story falls apart, or you see those key wallets starting to dump heavily, that's when you need to cut your losses quickly. Preserve your capital. Don't write it down to zero based on hope.
That's really practical. Protect your downside based on the thesis breaking, not just price action alone. It loops back to the whole point, really.
Exactly.
This whole second wave thing isn't about luck or catching fleeting hype. It's about informed decisions, research, and a longer view.
Absolutely. To just recap the core advantages, this strategy doesn't rely on being first or catching that initial, often unsustainable burst.
Right.
It's grounded more in evaluating the project's actual potential, the community strength, and those patterns of smart money accumulating.
So bringing it all together then, while so much focus is on that initial wild frenzy in meme coins, there can be really significant, maybe more sustainable opportunities after that first wave calms down.
Yeah, it definitely seems possible. But it absolutely requires a different mindset. More patience, more analysis.
Less chasing, more thinking.
Exactly. It's about shifting away from just pursuing those quick, maybe unreliable gains, and adopting a more thoughtful, research-first approach.
Patience to wait, conviction to act when the research lines up.
You got it.
And for you listening, hopefully this deep dive has shown that there's potentially more to profitable meme coin trading than just trying to ape into the very beginning. This second wave strategy, as the article nicely puts it, is about getting smart.
Yeah.
It's about building your investment case on actual knowledge and maybe uncovering those overlooked coins that might actually have the legs to deliver solid returns later on.
Which leads to maybe a final thought for people to chew on.
Okay.
Think back to some meme coins you've watched, the ones that had that huge initial pump, then the big crash. Based on what we've talked about, team activity, narrative strength, product development, could any of those be quietly setting up for a potential second wave right now?
Ah, interesting homework assignment. Look at past cycles through this new lens.
Yeah, could be a worthwhile exercise. Revisit some of those charts, but this time look beyond just the price.
Definitely food for thought. And as the article mentioned, maybe exploring platforms like ab.ai could give you some of the tools and data needed to actually do this kind of second wave digging yourself.
Could be worth looking into if this strategy resonates.
Ultimately, it's all about trying to make more informed, more strategic decisions in what can often feel like a really unpredictable, sometimes crazy part of the crypto market.
Well said. Knowledge is power, even with memes.